Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 5 and verses 8 to 9. No, I've not missed out verse 7. I'll come back to it in another discourse. But verses 8 to 9 of chapter 5 of Amos. The Sovereign God. In my version, these verses, verses 8 and 9 of Amos 5, are in brackets. And the translators have put them there, showing us that this is a little self-contained portion on its own, in the midst of other teaching and other words here. And that's what I want to look at, the Sovereign God in these verses 8 and 9. Now, of course, that's a tautology. What do I mean? Well, God is sovereign. But I'm emphasizing it. The emphasis is here. God is spelled out here as the great creator. Remember, God, through Amos, is addressing Israel, warning them of their sin, judgment, calamity, disaster to come, pleading with them to come back. And he speaks here of his tremendous sovereignty. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. I can't understand it. How can anybody understand it? Verse 8. The stars, the galaxies, the planets, everywhere. The universe is all under God's creating power. Let me read the verse. Verse 8. The one who made the Pleiades and Orion, those great galaxies, masses and masses of stars, who forms blackness, who turns blackness into dawn and darkens day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea, the immense oceans, the overruling the night and the day in the seas, the vast oceans, the Pacific, the great deeps, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, and all the other massive seas and oceans and rivers and so on. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name. In verse 9, he flashes destruction on the stronghold and brings the fortified city to ruin. He is the governor of the history of nations. He brings down the mighty and he raises the weak. This is Israel's God. And they need to keep him in mind. They need to keep this fact in mind, that they have to deal with this God. And they have to face this God, for this God is going to deal with them and is dealing with them. And in midst of all those warnings, invitations, commands, promises, all of it, this is the God that they have to deal with and who deals with them. How we need this today, my friend. This is the age of man, not simply on the television and in the politic world and everything else, but in the churches. This is the age and the cult of man, the great man, the super preachers and all the rest of it. It's all become worldly, so elevating of man. We need this, the Sovereign God. Israel had to be reminded of it, and we need to be reminded of it. Well, I know of nobody better who will remind us of it than Isaac Watts. The Lord Jehovah reigns, and royal state maintains, his head with awful glories crowned. Arrayed in robes of light, begirt with sovereign might, and rays of majesty around. Upheld by thy commands, the world securely stands, and skies and stars obey thy word. Thy throne was fixed on high, before the starry sky. Eternal is thy kingdom, Lord. This is a text from Job. With God is terrible majesty. In vain the noisy crowd. Here we are in Psalm 2. Like billows fierce and loud, against thine empire rage and roar. In vain with angry spite, the surly nations fight and dash like waves against the shore. Let floods and nations rage and all their powers engage. Let swelling tides assault the sky. The terrors of thy frown shall beat their madness down. Thy throne forever stands on high. Thy promises are true. Thy grace is ever new. They're fixed. Thy church shall ne'er remove. Thy saints with holy fear shall in thy courts appear and sing thy everlasting love. Brother and sister of Christ, let us remember the greatness, the sovereignty of our God. This is our God. He deals with us, and we have to deal with him. Unbeliever, This is the God you have to face too. Prepare to meet him in Christ now.